And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 1st of April. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Humber, 1031. Expected Denmark, 1032 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5. Becoming variable, 3 or less later in southern North Utsira. Fog patches later in southern North Utsira. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in southern North Utsira. South Utsira, variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 3 or less at first in East Forties and East Dogger, otherwise southerly backing southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Cromarty. Fair, good. Fisher, northwesterly, 4 or 5 at first in northeast, otherwise variable, 3 or less, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. German Bight, variable becoming easterly or northeasterly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in southwest, fair, good. Humber, Thames, east or southeast backing east or northeast later, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Plymouth, Biscay, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, then becoming variable 3 or less later in South Biscay, fair, good. Trafalgar, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly 4 to 6 later in west, thundery showers, rain later in west, good, occasionally poor. Southwest Fitzroy, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, showers, good. Northeast Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good. Irish Sea, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Shannon, mainly fair, moderate or good. Bailey, southerly, but becoming cyclonic for a time in north, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest backing south 4 to 6, rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. South, southeast 5, 6 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Stornoway, south 4, 16 miles, 1023, now rising. Lerwick, southwest 5, 16 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast by south 2, 11 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Aberdeen, Cam. 5 miles, 1026, 7, rising slowly. Lookers, east, northeast, 1, 24 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Bulmer, south by east, 1, 6 miles, 1028, now falling. Bridlington, south by east, 2, 1029, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast by east 5, 11 miles, 1029. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. East by north 4, 1026, falling slowly. Jersey, east by north 5, 7 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. East by south 5, 5 miles, 1025. Scilly Automatic. east by south 5, 7 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Aberporth, southeast 3, 19 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Valley, east, northeast 3, 11 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east, southeast 2, 7 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Valentia, east by south 4, 16 miles, 1,020, now rising. Ronald's Way, northeast 3, 8 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Mallon Head, southeast 4, 16 miles, 1,024, now falling. And the Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south 4, 6 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 31st of March. The general situation, an area of high pressure currently centred over the North Sea, will gradually move away eastwards through Tuesday. A ridge of high pressure will then extend over the United Kingdom on Wednesday. This will bring fair conditions to the inshore waters, although there will be strong winds at times in the south and west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less at times in south, occasionally 6 later in east. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable mainly south 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast 3 or 4, backing east 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southeasterly at first in north, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times later. Fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, east 4 to 6, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west, perhaps gale 8 later in west, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later near Land's End, fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, becoming variable 3 or less at times in the Solway Firth. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, mainly in north and east. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the North Channel, and becoming variable 3 or less at times in the Firth of Clyde. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times except in shelter. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south and west, then becoming variable 3 or less later in north. Fair, good. And the Shetland Isles, southwest backing south 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
On BBC iPlayer, a family like few others.
The Kinahans were street dealers who became billionaires.
Dublin's deadliest and one of the world's most wanted.
You're in the league of Pablo Escobar.
This is the story of an Irish cartel and their billion-pound global empire.
What you see is only a quarter of the total seizure.
Valued at about $1.3 billion.
The money is really, really ramping up.
Kinahan, the true story of Ireland's mafia. Watch on BBC iPlayer.
And this is where we bring things to a close this Monday night here on BBC Radio 4 and to the end of March. The BBC World Service are up next. Some fine companions for your night. And we will be back at 5 o'clock, which is not an April Fool's. Another option for you right now, though, is over on Radio 4 Extra with Peril at End House. Belgian sleuth Hercule Poirot is on holiday in Cornwall when a bullet lands at his feet at the Majestic Hotel. In Agatha Christie's Whodunit, starring John Moffat. And over on Radio 5 Live, Dotun Adebayo is ready for your calls through the night. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From me and Ron Brown in the newsroom and the whole of the Radio 4 team, have a quiet and peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock TMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Singapore. Coming up, Donald Trump is set to unveil his reciprocal tariffs on Wednesday. The markets are worried that it could lead to a global trade war. So what will he do?
They're reciprocal. So whatever they charge us, we charge them, but we're being nicer than they were. They took advantage of us, and we are going to be very nice by comparison to what they were.
And
when something doesn't go your way, you just have to look around you and see what other really great things are waiting for you.
We hear from the two astronauts who were stuck in space for 9 months as they speak publicly for the first time since returning home. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The United States has said it expects all parties in Gaza to comply with international humanitarian law following the killing by Israeli forces of 15 paramedics, civil defense workers, and a UN employee. But speaking at a news conference in Washington, the State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said the blame lay with Hamas.
Every single thing that is happening in Gaza is happening because of Hamas. Every single dynamic. All of this could stop in a moment if Hamas returned all the hostages and the hostage bodies they are still holding and put down its weapons.
The UN's aid chief said Israeli troops had killed the medical team while they were trying to save lives. He said their bodies had been found in shallow graves. Israel says its forces fired at vehicles that were approaching suspiciously. The French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has condemned as a political decision her conviction for embezzlement. She said she had not abandoned hope of standing in the presidential elections in 2027, even though the court banned her from running for office for 5 years. There's been criticism of the sentence from French politicians and internationally, including from President Trump.
That's a very big deal. I know all about it, and a lot of people thought she wasn't going to be convicted of anything, and I don't know if it means conviction, but she was banned for running for 5 years, and she's the leading candidate. That sounds like this country. That sounds very much like this country.
The United States has sought to defend itself over the pace of its deployment of earthquake emergency aid to Myanmar, following the Trump administration's announcement it was dismantling USAID, America's main overseas aid agency. State Department said a team was on its way to help with